Dear brothers and sisters, we greet you all who are joining us now worldwide, listening in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has taken care for everything. He also took care of that we can hear His word today. He made all things well. We thank the Lord that we have this opportunity in this way to communicate with each other. As the word of introduction, let me read Psalms 91. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So far, this precious word of God. It's a whole sermon which is written there. Everything we can take for our own, as it is written. My God is my refuge, and whatever He promised, He will fulfill. Let us pray together. Faithful Heavenly Father, we thank You that we may come together today to be under Your precious word. Bless Your servant. May You equip him with Your power and Your spirit, strengthening him in body, soul and spirit. Lord, we thank Thee that we have this great opportunity in this way to be gathered, in this way to again hear Your word freshly from Your throne. For this we are grateful, Lord. Lord, bless us all who we are listening. Lord, give us Your grace and Your faithfulness every day anew. Keep us and protect us as you have written it in Psalms. We thank you for it. We give you the glory and the worship and the praise in your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless us. Amen. I also would like to welcome every one of you very warmly. We are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts, also for the Zurich Sunday. Since 50 years, the last Sunday of a month is known as a Zurich Sunday, and we are grateful that throughout all these years we could have the gatherings, and also grateful for that, that now via the internet, via the transmission from Zurich, from Krefeld, we can look after the whole world. Also for this, we are very grateful with all our hearts. Brothers from Austria, yes, from everywhere, they are sending heartfelt greetings. Also Brother Schmidt, who sits here on the platform, is also sending greetings to all of you. We are, of course, together since more than 50 years, joined with one another in the ministry of the Lord. Also our brothers in Austria, also Brother Baumgartner, Brother Keller in Switzerland, and all brothers all over Europe and all over the world. Brothers and sisters, a better word could not have been read, which applies to this condition in which the world is now in. Both words were expressed, especially the word pestilence. Yes. What shall one say to all of it? When we read the Holy Scripture attentively, and especially what our Lord has said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, pestilences will be there, and we are always surprised. But in the word of introduction, we have heard it. It shall not come nigh thee. The Lord himself speaks, I am thy refuge. I am thy fortress. We thank the Lord God for it. Many things could be said also about the newest developments in the Middle East, how the foreign minister from the USA is making much efforts, all the 22 Arabic states which belong to the Liga, to take them into the boat, that finally a peace contract, an agreement would come to pass. And we all heard of it, what between Israel and between the United Emirates is going on. We are grateful to the Lord God that we received the newest information, comparing it with the Bible, comparing the Bible with the newest informations. And time and again, we can newly cry out, today, this scripture and this scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes, up to the moment when 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 will be fulfilled, when they shall say, peace and safety. Everything is taking shape, just as what it, as it was foretold in the end time. Not just the remark. The prophet Daniel, of course, he has seen the four world empires. The Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persia Empire, the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire, which started 63 before Christ, and which in our time is coming up anew, and especially since the Roman treaties in March 1957, or 56, whatever. But we don't want to go here into details. But so much we have heard in the news that the European Union is the first, wants to be the first and mightiest voice on the earth. And it will be. But as already said, we will not go here into details. But everything finds its fulfillment. We truly have arrived at the end of the end time. And we are grateful to the Lord that we were acquainted with that, what God has purposed in His plan of salvation. And brothers and sisters, I say it time and again with new pain. So many are bypassing what God has promised for our time. And in a large part, He already did amongst His people. What a grace that we may believe the promises of God, believing them with all our hearts. And the promise of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And connected with it, the last message, which will forerun the second coming of Christ. Especially since we have heard the sermon of Brother Branham, three kinds of believers. It really touched my heart. What a grace it is to believe God, to believe His Word, just as it is written, and receiving the promises by faith. And we all know, throughout all the years, we proclaimed it. And right now, We deal with the sermons of Brother Branham after the opening of the seven seals from the year 1964. And we are deepening ourselves in it. What this man of God, 56 years ago, what he preached then, what I, by grace, 38 years ago, I included them in all my preachings. Just think of it. 56 years. And then 38 years. And now, we are in the year 2020. And are hearing that what the Spirit of God has revealed unto His servant and prophet as the message for the church and entrusted it, what He had to preach, and that God has given grace to it, that we already 1982, 83, 84, we could deal with these sermons, deepening ourselves in it. But now, we are truly arrived at the end of the end time. The calling out has almost taken place. The last ones may probably still be called. But in general, God really, throughout the past 55 years, He has taken care for it, that these feet repeatedly, on a monthly basis, I could travel to all the countries of the world, carrying the word of God personally there. And brothers and sisters, it was necessary to establish the contacts personally so that now brothers and all the believers all over the world are hearing the word, believing it, and experiencing their preparation, experiencing their completion by His grace. The Lord God, He has taken care for everything. Now, I brought with me a scripture from Hebrews, chapter 6, from verse 18, perhaps from verse 13 to 18. Here we have the conversation of the Lord God with Abraham and the promise which He had given to him, and He confirmed it with an oath, and He emphasized that it is unchangeable, it cannot be annulled, that what God promised must take place, will take place, because the mouth of the Lord has said it. Here, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Firstly, the promise, and then the confirmation through an oath. Abraham, you can rely on that what I promised to you. It will take place. And then it is written, Abraham persevered and saw what God promised him. Then we read in verse 15,
in
Hebrews 6, verse 15,
auf diese Weise,
and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. We have need of patience, so that after doing the will of God, receiving that what God promised, experiencing it. May God, in this time of uncertainty, nobody knows which kind of pestilence, which kind of pandemic will come upon mankind. We arrived, of course, in this time where the people will just for the fear which will come, they would like to give up the ghost. But we trust the Lord, as we heard it in the word of introduction, that the Lord is with us, keeping us, confirming his word in us and through us. Then verse 17 we read, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of his promise the immutability, the unchangeableness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. To the heirs of his promise. We are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, let us say it very clearly. Only he who believes God now can be part of it and can inherit what God promised. As sure as only a bride is preparing herself to meet the bridegroom, to celebrate the wedding feast, so sure it is now in the spiritual. Only he who is part of the bride church will hear the voice of the bridegroom, will experience the preparation, and then partaking of the wedding supper of the Lamb. Therefore it is written, of course, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. But who hears it in this time? We time and again, we have to emphasize it. True faith is only anchored in the promises of God. And let us say it with great pain. In all the Christian denominations, God's word has not the preeminence at all. There's been taught what is being taught and decided in the church. And all can go back, whether to the time of Luther, Wesley, and in all of the past, all remained there where they experienced their revivals. Even the Pentecostal movement, I have still in my mind the number, 550 million Pentecostal charismatic people are on the earth. But who are the leaders? Who of them has heard of that? What God promised, brothers and sisters, the more thankful we can be that the Lord has drawn our attention to that of what it is all about in this time. Let us also say this time and again. At the first coming of Christ, it of course was not about a religion, not only about to celebrate the Sabbath, to sing the Psalms, and to have the religious, keep the religious character, Rabbi here and Rabbi there. No! When God fulfills His plan of salvation, when He lets the promises become reality, then our attention must come out from the traditions. Then our attention must be drawn to that what God promised and what He does then. The more thankful we can time and again emphasize, when the time was fulfilled, God sent His prophet John to prepare the way for the Lord. The religious services went on. Pharisees, scribes, high priests, all continued in their traditions. And this until this very day. I tell you honestly, the most saddest picture which I saw and experienced at my Israel trips is at the Wailing Wall, where all the rabbis are coming, reading the Torah, reading and bowing up and down with all their heart, going in prayer. And what then? What then? Why did our Lord weep over Jerusalem? Oh, that thou at this thy time would have recognized what serves for thy peace, but now it is hid from thine eyes. John 19. Brothers and sisters, once again, how grateful we can be that we came to know of what happened on the 11th of June 1933, when the man of God, at his first baptism in the Ohio River, had this mighty experience. And where the Lord in the supernatural cloud descended, visible for a couple of thousands of people, and then the voice, the words said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, that we came to know of it, that I came to know of it, and let me once again say it here for a testimony out of gratefulness before God. When in December 1962, together, I was together with Brother Branham, and in the presence of God by revelation, he repeated to me the exact words which the Lord spoke to me on the 2nd of April 1962. And then the details, he said, that the food is not a natural food, but a spiritual food. Because God will send a hunger, not for bread, not a thirst for water, but to hear His words. And then even to the statement, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. And this was on the 3rd of December. And what happened? On the 28th of February 1963, when the Lord, in a company with seven angels, appeared in the supernatural cloud on the Sunset Mountain, and the whole world could see it. At the blue sky, the supernatural cloud, and then the instruction he received, return to Jeffersonville for the seven seals will be opened. And brothers and sisters, let us also say this very clearly. In the seven seals, God revealed what is written in it, but only after the opening of the seals, He brought the message, addressing it to the church in all the sermons which then followed. We are grateful to God for everything what we experienced step by step. And we are grateful with all our hearts for it, that we arrived at the end of the time of grace, experiencing everything by grace. In the prophet Isaiah 46, in verse 10 it's written, Isaiah 46, verse 10,
ich habe von Anfang an
declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Noch ungeschehen war. In der Vorzeit,
in ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. What a mighty word. The word of God. My counsel shall stand. That what I determined and proclaimed in ancient times, this will take place. And time and again, we may again emphasize it, that we found grace in the sight of God, recognizing that we now arrived at the end of the day of salvation, and the promise which will still be fulfilled was given. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. About this, we can read in Isaiah 13, 2 Peter 5, Prophet Joel, everywhere we can read about it. The day of the Lord will it be a day of judgment. It will be a day of darkness. Yes, we could read all the scriptures. But before that day would come, before the time of grace comes to its end, the Lord wanted and the Lord has sent someone like Elijah to restore all things so that the church at the end will stand in the way as she stood at the beginning. Let us also say this, dear brothers and sisters, when we hear the serious sermons from the year 64, and Brother Branham, time and again he says that we should come together for prayer, that we must have the same experiences, that the token, the evidence must come upon us, that God has graciously received us, that we not only claim it, but that God can confirm it, and that we truly are blessed in a mighty way. Also here, I would like to encourage each one and comforting each one. As sure as God has sent His word, so sure He at the right time, He will give us a broken, a contrite spirit, and the hour comes. We will not pray for it anymore. But where just is given to us by His grace, that we come together for prayer, penetrating, having an experience with God in a supernatural way, not forcing anything, not being in advance of something, but also not remaining behind, but in full trust, full confidence that the Lord, what must happen before us, He will do it. How often I was praying recently, Lord, give me a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And brothers and sisters, I must be honest, it's not like it, not so as I would like to have it. How often, many years ago, we were wrestling, supplicating, weeping, praying, and experienced God. All these supernatural experiences, we want to make them again. And the Lord will give it. And this time, it will be connected with it, that God will manifest Himself, confirming His word, blessing us by His grace. Now a word from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 48. Isaiah 48, verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning. And they went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them. Amen. Went forth from my mouth. And I showed them. I did them suddenly. and they came to pass. I declared the former things from the beginning, and then I watched over it, and suddenly they came to fulfillment. Dear brothers and sisters, so sure, as sure as God has a plan of salvation and has included us into this plan, and today, together with Paul and Brother Branham, we can say, we have declared unto you the whole counsel of God. And the Lord himself watches over his word to fulfill everything at the right time. Let us summarize. That what is happening now on the earth is strange. Also, the highest in responsibility persons, they don't know how things will go on. They don't know how things should be handled. And it comes even more things will come. And nevertheless, we have of good courage, as we read in Psalms 91, I am your refuge, I am your fortress, and when 10,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at the right hand, it shall not come near thee. We put our trust in the Lord. We are sad that also in Zurich, we can have no monthly gatherings yet. Also in Krefeld, we cannot have them yet. All the regulations, if they should be all kept, then it is impossible at all. But we are grateful to the Lord that all the world, and Brother Tati, he informs me, of course, how the whole world was equipped, that also in all the countries where the necessary devices were not able to be bought, we made it available, possible. And all worldwide covering, all can hear and watch now. Then we are very, very grateful to our Lord with all our hearts and with all our souls. Once again, coming back to the word of introduction, the Lord God gave to Abraham the promise. He confirmed it by an oath. The Lord God to us, the seed of Abraham, to the true believers, they are of course the seed of Abraham. Abraham is our father of the faith. And therefore, time and again, the emphasis, we don't believe what a denomination or church teaches or says. We believe that what God has said in his precious and holy word. As Abraham believed God, so we believe God in this time. We received and accepted the promise. We believe that Brother Branham received a divine commission as Moses, as Paul, and that this divine commission has found continuation, and that we could carry out what the Lord determined, namely, that all the sermons which were preached after the opening of the seven seals, they must touch everyone worldwide. Please, don't despair. Don't, if our condition is not yet as it should be, just trust in the Lord. As sure as the Lord God has laid the promise into us, so sure it will be fulfilled through us. And Abraham was the best example. He was 100 years old. He could not look on his condition, on his body, but he looked to him who gave the promise. And Sarah, who was also in the tent, and she heard it, what the Lord promised. She laughed within herself. And she said, I, old woman, shall think about to have pleasure. But God said it. And both didn't look on the miserable condition of their bodies. Both looked to the promise and on him who has given it. And the responsibility he has taken care for it. And the same, brothers and sisters, we must also do. Not looking on ourselves, but as the heirs of God, as the co-heirs of Jesus Christ, we have to put our trust in God. And we know he who started his work, he will complete it. And as sure as the last message, as the calling out and preparation of the bride church should serve, so sure the revealed, precious and holy word accomplishes. Yes, whether it was preached 1964 or whether preached 1965, it will accomplish. And now, throughout all the years, it was carried into all the world. And now, it is also being carried into all the world by the transmission. Dear brothers and sisters, more God could not do. He took care for everything, and he's watching over his word. His counsel shall stand, and that what he declared in ancient times and what he promised will come to pass. We can cry out to one another, Maranatha, our Lord, come soon. We arrived at the end of the time of grace. And we trust the Lord. He will bring everything to pass in a wonderful way. And as the songwriter sings, even I do not know the way, yet you know it. You know the time. Your plan is ready already. Don't be discouraged. Be comforted. Be encouraged. Trusting to God. He will bring everything to pass in a wonderful way for the glory and for the praise of his holy name. Amen. To him be the glory. Today, we ask Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us. A short prayer. May God bless all in Switzerland, Austria, and worldwide. Great God, to us, to me, and to all who believe, you have given us the grace, It's only grace. We thank you. I thank you that you are giving us all this opportunity, also in these days. That what we heard already once, many years ago, but we can hear it again. We are reminded on it. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great mercy that worldwide, those who didn't hear it yet, they can also hear it now. And give us grace that we hear the call. You are still calling today. Today, if you hear His voice, oh God, we come to you and we thank you. Please bless worldwide, young and old, great and little, in all languages, in all peoples. Lord Jesus, I thank you once again for this opportunity to hear everything again. For me, it's still new. Thank you for it. Amen. Back to the Bible. Back to the city of God. Toward the unity. Oh, what a bliss. Light of the morning. Jesus leads His church. Back to the Bible. Back to the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord. This makes the Savior happy. Back to the Bible. Obey His voice today. Our fathers were longing for it when they dwelt in Babel. Reaching Zion, where unity dwells. The Bible, where all the separation ceases.